But there is a place where someone has testified. What is man that you are mindful of him? The Son of Man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels, and you crowned him with glory and honor and put everything under his feet. Today's scripture can be found in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 6 through 8.
Glorious Father, who am I that you know my name? Lord, your words spell out what a high place we humans have fallen from. It is always a wonder to me that you, the Almighty God, love me, a wretched sinner. But I am confident that you do because of your word. Lord, thank you so much for your love, though I don't deserve it. Thank you for showing me what a high calling you had planned for me. Revive me, Lord. Stir that fire in me so that I will love to do your work. Amen.
Today, contemplate this. You are made a little lower than the angels, but even the angels will not be able to sing the song of the Redeemer.
Today's action. Write down your characteristics and the angels' characteristics. You should have one characteristic that the angels don't have. You have salvation and have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Today's treasure is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And of the angels, he says, "Who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire?"
What is man that you are mindful of him? Think about it, my friends. God is mindful. Mindful of your every move. Mindful of all that happens each day. Mindful of your future and of your past. Who is man that you are mindful of him? God's creation. Won't you come back and let him revive you again?